long time ago, she did a good bit of cooked cornbread in the muffin pan. In other words, make each little cornmeal muffins made in a muffin pan like you bake sweet muffins in. And then she also has the cast iron, I guess you would call it a skillet, that you make corn sticks in this day and time. It's an oblong piece of made out of cast iron and looks like a stick of corn because it's got the imprint in the cast iron for each grain of corn. Well, you just put your meal in each one of those and bake it, and it comes out of cornmeal sticks.
Would you ever boil any in cheesecloth with your greens or something like that? Corn.
I've heard of cornmeal mush, but I never did hear of
it. What was cornmeal mush?
It was where you season the meal and more or less put water in it and cook it till it was something similar to grits this day and time, like cornmeal mush.
I see. Now, talking about grits, that was what? That was grits was finely cracked cornmeal?
Right.
Did you have any
fine? It was ground, but not as fine as meal.
Okay. Did you have any big kind of puff kernels, maybe after you leached the shell off the kernel? You'd eat those?
No, whenever you shelled your corn and carried it to the mill, you either had chops made out of it or meal. If you was having it made in the mill, you could tell the man that was running the mill that you'd like to have some grits also. Then he'd take a certain amount of your corn and make grits out of it.
I see.
And then if you want to eat something good, have the wife make some lye hominy.
Yeah, what is that?
That's when you take the large grains of corn and you clean it thoroughly, be sure there's no husk in it. And put, now the old fashioned way was take oak ashes out of the fireplace. Take the oak ashes, do them up in a cloth, put the corn and water in a wash pot. Put this piece of cloth that's got your ashes tied up in the wash pot. Cook the hominy until the husk and the eye, or the little kernel eye of the corn, would slip out. And when it would all slip off and the eye or kernel would slip out, it was done. You take it out, wash the corn through several waters until all the husk and these little small particles that is the eye of the grain of corn came off to where you didn't have nothing but the clean grain of corn. Well, then all you had to do was add salt to it. And a lot of people, they'd cook it, fry it after it was made into hominy. You'd take and add a small amount of grease in your cooking utensil and put your hominy in there and a little salt and stew it down. In other words, put some lard in it.
Okay, so that was puffed up yellow?
Puffed up yellow off white.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Hominy. It's better than the hominy you buy out of grocery stores this day and time.
Okay. Now, did you ever cook any, you mentioned mush, was that the kind that you cooked in a deep pan that came out soft like potatoes?
Right.
I see. Did you ever maybe make any that you just mixed? Maybe cracklings from the hog fat in there?
Oh, yeah. That's crackling bread.
Crackling bread?
And we haven't outgrown those days yet either. We make it up pretty regular here.
Really?
I have. Now you put pepper in it. Jalapeno pepper.
Jalapeno pepper makes better.
Okay. What about the type you might boil in a deep pan, these little round balls? You eat them with seafood a lot?
Fish.
Tush puppies, okay. Did you ever cook any in the ashes, any other sort of cornbread in the ashes?
We never did.
Okay. Y'all did?
Put the bread in the skillet and then put another skillet, the top on it.
Yeah.
And then you put the ashes, you put them hot coals. And put hot coals on top. And you cook it that way, just let it stay there. It takes longer because it's thicker.
Okay. All right. Now, there's difference. There's a lot of difference between the kind of bread you make at home and the kind you buy at the store called, kind you buy at the store?
Light bread.
Light bread, that's the kind you buy at the store? Okay. Now, did you ever eat anything fried and deep fat, had a hole in the middle of it?
Donuts.
Okay, any different types or that you'd make, that your wife would make?
No, just plain donut.
Okay. And make any of your rise with yeast or baking powder? Different?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to add the yeast or the baking powder to make them rise.
Okay. Now, sometimes you might mix up a batter and make these in the morning and put syrup on them.
Hot cakes or hot stack.
Okay. Flapjacks, or right. Them called flitters or anything?
Yeah.
Flitters? Okay.